Hey guys, so this segment is on ads, and it's called Killer Ads Made Easy. So in the flipping business, the ads you create is what sells the product. The ads you create determine how much money you're going to make from it and, you know, what you're going to sell it for. And it pretty much sells the product. So I don't care if you're an introvert, an extrovert, a social type person, you know, someone who's just low key behind the scenes. The thing, the benefit of the flipping business is if there's a lot of introverts out there who don't like sales and don't like getting into, you know, selling and sales because they have this stereotype in their mind where they have to have a certain outgoing personality. But here's the thing, in the flipping business, your salesman is your advertisement. So the ad you write, you know, with the photos, the description, the title, that's what's going to sell your product. And you're going to write that. So usually when you write these ads and post them up, your job is to sell the person on buying the product as much as you can. Basically, you have to close the deal. So the more details, the better, for example, the more clear and correct spelling, grammar, detailed the ad is, the better chance you're going to close the deal on the spot. So at that point, all you do is you do the exchange. So if it's an eBay sale, they pay you. You don't even talk to the person or see them. They pay you for the item and you ship it out to them. Or if it's a local Craigslist deal, you know, they see the ad. They're already sold on it usually. And I'd say 99% of my transactions last probably less than 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes max. I mean, it could go longer if it's something that they're really looking at or if we're like, you know, helping them move the item like into their car or something. But usually your job is to sell them and close them on buying your item in the ad. So before they even arrive. Now you don't want to waste time and have people come over and then start negotiating too much. You want to really figure the price stuff out beforehand. So for example, they might, let's say you're selling a couch for $300 and you're firm on it. If they try and negotiate it beforehand, like they text you and they're like, oh, would you take, you know, 200, it's your job to make it clear right then and there that you're, you know, you're firm on 300. There's no way you're going to go any lower than that, for example. So you basically want to figure all that stuff out before you meet the person, preferably. I mean, obviously, you know, typically people negotiate in person, like right when they're there. It's like, oh, would you take 280 or would you take 250? And it's up to you if you want to accept it or not. But the point is, your ad is, you have to become a master at creating killer ads that sell the products, because after all, that is the one and only thing that will sell your product. That is your salesmanship in print, is your advertisement. Now, I'm going to try and keep this section brief in the video and audio series, but just because I cover it more in the blueprint itself. And I also included a template for you guys to use when you post your products for sale. And if you follow that template, you're already, your ad is going to be, you know, better and, you know, 10 times better than probably 95% of all the other ads you see. So follow the template, increase your chance of selling the product, and you will be good from there. Now, there are a couple of guidelines you want to follow as far as, so you got your headline or your title. So you want to keep your headline and title as detailed yet brief as possible. You want to focus on the main things that matter. For example, if you're selling a car, if you bought a car and you're reselling it for a higher price, for the title, obviously you want to maybe put the year, the make, model, and the color. So maybe you can put 2008 BMW 328i white, or 2008 white BMW 328i, etc. And then oftentimes if there's more features that I feel I have to include, I would put it in parentheses right after the title. So, for example, let's say I'm selling that car, the BMW, and it has some extra feature, like something, like some kind of bonus with it. So maybe I would put white 2008 BMW 328i, and then in parentheses, I would put like black rims turbo or something like that. I'm just trying to like paint a picture for you guys. So yeah, you want to really make sure your headline is specific. Like I said, I go over this in detail, better detail in the blueprint. But I just want to do a quick run through. So second is you got your description. Now for the description, you want to put in as much detail as possible. Yet I would recommend following a specific format or order for things to make it just a smooth reading experience for the buyer. And you want to lead them and guide them through to the close or to the call to action, which is call, text, or email me if you're interested. So again, look at the template for that. So the thing is, once you start flipping things, it's a good idea to start creating your own ad templates. For example, let's say you start in a specific niche of cell phones, for example. So let's say you sold an iPhone 5S last week, and this week you picked up another iPhone 5S that you're looking to sell. Use the same ad description, headline, pictures, description. Well, pictures if it's identical. Use the same info as the first. That way you're saving time. Quickly fire through them, because when you post your ads, you don't want to spend forever posting them. I mean, initially you might take longer, but your goal should be to constantly get better and better and faster at posting your ads up, because that way you can go through more items quickly and get paid more. So think about it this way. If you have 10 things you're going to sell, if it takes you 1 hour, or 1 hour is kind of like a crazy long time, if it takes you 10 minutes to post each ad, and cut it down to like 2 minutes. You know, if you can do that, you're going to get through much more items. You're also going to, you know, be able to move on to find better deals, and you'll be able to, you know, obviously sell the item. So that's another thing. You want to try to get into the habit of being fast. In order to be fast, it helps to have templates, and use the one I included for you. It's super effective. Now, the one I included, it's kind of bulky. It's kind of long. Obviously, not every item is going to require that much information. They don't have to be long necessarily, but if it's like a high ticket item, for example, like a car or like a heavy or expensive furniture set, I believe that the guideline to follow is make it as long as it needs to be in order to do the job. I'm not talking about just filling your ad with random like fluff information, but fill it with the details that people want to hear. And if there's a lot of details, then throw them all in there. So that's all I'm going to go over with your ads and photos. Photos are essential. I'm actually going to include a separate video just talking about pictures. And I want to show you how to take photos, how you can enhance them. And when you enhance these photos, it basically does the selling job for you. So the pictures will sell the item itself outside of your ad description. Now imagine if you had both, if you had killer pictures and killer ad copy, you know, like a killer description. I mean, your chances of selling it for the higher price that you want, basically 10x. And that's how, you know, you're able to sell like high ticket items for like a ton of money. That's how I sold the $6 chess set for $100. So every little detail counts when it comes to creating your ads. Once you get an understanding of how you should create your ads, you want to start to try and streamline it as much as possible. But you first need that understanding, that foundational knowledge of how important photos are, how important, you know, your ad description is, and your headline, and every little detail counts when posting your ad. So get into the habit of creating awesome ads, and you'll be able to get it eventually.